I'm here at the Bureau of Meteorology in Tasmania with climate researcher Dr. Andrew Marshall to talk about Tasmania's August and winter climate summaries. Just starting with August, how did Tasmania finish overall?
Overall, Tasmania recorded less than one-third of its typical rainfall for August, and it was the driest August since 2014 for Tasmania, but rainfall amounts were mixed across the state. Rainfall was above average in the southeast and below average in most other parts. For example, Hobart Airport had its highest total August rainfall since 1984, while rainfall over the Central Highlands was in the driest 10% of the long-term record. We had some very cold mornings in parts of the state during August, but those were balanced out by some warmer mornings too. So overall, both daytime and nighttime temperatures were mostly close to average for the month.
And generally speaking, when we incorporate August into winter, how did we finish off for the season?
For winter overall, it was very dry in northwestern Tasmania and one of the 10 driest winters on record for that region. It was a dry start to winter for Tasmania in general, and in fact the driest July since 1957. And this was due to the atmospheric pressure to the south of Australia being higher than normal for that time of year, and this kept away some of those cold fronts and low pressure systems. However, southeastern Tasmania experienced a significant rainfall event from the 22nd to the 24th of June, which largely contributed to the overall above average winter rainfall for Hobart and the wettest winter on record for Kunani Mount Wellington. Daytime temperatures over winter were generally warmer than average in the west, and nighttime temperatures were close to average across the state.
Okay, so you have pointed to a few notable days we've seen there, but did we see any other really standout events that maybe not quite so typical for the state?
We did. So going back to early in the winter, we saw some rainfall records broken between the 22nd and the 24th of June with this heavy rainfall event in the southeast. Of particular note is Kunani Mount Wellington, which exceeded its three-day rainfall record with 319.2 millimetres, and more than half of that total fell on the 23rd alone. Meanwhile, Signet, Harts Mountain and Lucaston had their highest June daily rainfall on record on the 23rd of the month. Hobart received 81.6 mil of rain on that day, which was about 1.5 times its long-term average for June. In contrast, July rainfall was very much below average across the state, with some sites at King Island, Cape Bruny, Devonport and Launceston having their lowest July rainfall on record. Then in August, Launceston woke to a few centimetres of snow on the 5th of the month, a rare sight and the most significant snowfall there since 1921. This unusual situation was caused by very cold Antarctic air that was swirling around a low-pressure system to the east of the state. The most notable temperature for August was at Liaweni on the morning of the 7th, when a new Tasmanian record low temperature of minus 14.2 degrees was set. This was due to a cold air mass that brought some snow earlier that week, combined with clear skies and light winds overnight that allowed the temperature to drop rapidly.
Okay, and so we're about to enter our 9th month of the year, or we just have today. How do we look so far for the state in terms of our rainfall and our temperature tracking?
Rainfall for the year so far is generally close to average over most of the state, a little below average in parts of the west and above average in parts of the east. Maximum temperatures for the year so far are about average overall. Minimum temperatures are slightly above average over parts of northern and eastern Tasmania and average elsewhere.
Okay, and finally for spring, what's the outlook suggesting for Tasmania?
So the outlook for the spring months, September to November, is suggesting above average rainfall in northeastern Tasmania, below average rainfall in the southwest, and average rainfall elsewhere in the state. Both maximum and minimum temperatures are forecast to be above average overall, but we'll still see some cooler days in there, as is typical for spring in Tasmania. The spring outlook for the state, and in fact for Australia in general, is largely due to the oceans around the country being warmer than normal. This means we have more moisture in the atmosphere, which is being pulled across the country in the forecast to bring above average rainfall to eastern Australia. The central and eastern Pacific Ocean has been cooling in recent months, and the forecasts are suggesting that more cooling is likely. So we've recently issued a La Nina alert, which means that the chance of a La Nina event occurring in the coming months has increased to 70%, and this is about three times the normal likelihood. So for Tasmania, this would mean above average rainfall for the northeast during spring.
Okay, thank you for your time.